Harry Ambassador. He's got a tremendous legal experience and a great following in the country. He's a very able young fella.
How old is he?
Oh, I would say he's 52.
Right.
That's not as old as you or me, but...
What is this, an investment firm?
No, he's Shaman and Staling, one of the outstanding law firms in New York.
All right.
It has nothing to do with investment.
All right, now what's next?
Well, the other one, I'll have to think that one over.
Oh, now, come on.
No, but I can't give you that now. But let me think about it, and I'll call you back Monday.
Now it's too late. I want you to call me back tonight.
I'll call you tonight.
No, call me before I go. I got to go to dinner, speak at 7:30.
You're going to be otherwise occupied.
Yeah, but before 7:30, you can call me.
All right, I'll call you before 7:30.
All right. Let me see one other thing. Do you think that Bob Anderson might come back in the government? Has he made enough money, or is he still broke?
No, he hasn't got any money, and I don't think he's as good a man as you think he is.
All right.
But there are other people that can do this job, but I got to have a little while to think.
Is John Loeb any good?
No, well, not for this.
No, for an ambassador.
Yes, he would be, although I don't like him. But that's beside the
point. Well, I knew you didn't like him from the campaign. You told me that back there.
But that isn't the reason that I would be prejudiced against him. But now, why can't you...
Why don't you like him?
Well, because he... Well, it's a personal thing, because he was the man accused Joe Fowler and I of being interlopers when you asked us to organize the committee, and he couldn't do it.
Oh, that's right. I know that.
And Jim Rowe knows the whole
story. Yeah, I know that.
Let me say this to you, Mr. President. I think if you use enough influence, you could get Doug Dillon back if you wanted him.
For what?
For anything that you could use him for.
How do you know that?
Well, one from his sister, in what she said the other night, and for other reasons that he hasn't got the same interest in business as he thought he was going to have when he got out. What he needed was a rest, and he's got that now. And I think you could get Doug if you use the right persuasion. You'll have to get Phyllis to help you. Does that surprise you?
No, he told me he had a problem he wanted to work out, and he had a little...
Well, he had his father's estate.
Yeah, but he was tired, and he had some tax problems he wanted to work out. And
He was tired. He's very well rested now and somewhat bored in being out of government. And Phyllis doesn't like it either.
Mm-hmm. All right, you think about some others now and call me.
I'll call you by before 7:30.
Okay.
And I congratulate you and get rid of a daughter.
Goodbye, Sidney.
Goodbye.